Pastor Michael E. Ton. I'm the senior pastor of the Bethlehem Baptist Church in Paul's Valley, Oklahoma. We're at 311 North Dunbar, 55 miles south of Oklahoma City. We want to welcome you to today's program. Today you're going to be listening to a word either from myself, my lovely wife Kimberly E. Ton, or associate minister at Bethlehem, or a teacher. But before we get into Word today, we just want to welcome those who are listening throughout our MySpace page at www.myspace.com/Pastor Michael E. Ton. That's E-A-T-O-N. Maybe listening through our church website at www.heargodsword@bethlehem.com or podcast of the same name, Hear God's Word at Bethlehem. Or through our Women of Divine Faith or other
ministries all on the internet. Amen. Now, let's get to the Lord.
Bethlehem, and who is him? Amen. This is our theme for this next year. Last year, we wanted to know him. If we truly have gotten to know him, the next step is to make him known. To make him known. And this has been our theme throughout this month, is to make him known. Our text, really for the whole year, is Acts chapter 5, verse 20. Go stand and speak. Go stand and speak. Because that's what I do, because I witness. I witness for Christ. In the same way that Tim Tebow, though he plays football, he's a great witness for Christ. I used to love to look out and see TJ point to the heavens, as well as they were T-bowing for a while now, because they got together at the end of the game, both sides of the team, and prayed. What a witness to make him known. To know that he is the reason, not only for the Christmas season, but the reason for every season. Hello, somebody. And that's what God is trying to get us to see as a church and as a people. The most important thing that you do in this life is to witness. Because you know him. I said to witness because you know him. That's the very basis of what church is supposed to be. So we're challenging us to live up to the true meaning of our names. Amen. Today we're going to have to see a good illustration of what happens when someone gets to know him.
All right. Well,
as we share a message this morning entitled Revival on Straight Street.
All right.
Revival on Straight Street. And we're going to be looking at Acts chapter 9, verses 10 through 19. Acts chapter 9, verses 10 through 19. Would you please stand in reverence to the Word of God? Stand symbolically saying that I will stand on the Word of God. And we're going to read this out loud together at the same time. It's three slides. This is the NIV on three. One, two, three.
Pray in a vision he has seen a man named Ananias.
Amen. You may be seated in the household of the Lord. And again, we're talking today, Revival on Straight Street. Revival on Straight Street. Last Wednesday, if you didn't get to hear the message, Revival on Church Street, it is on the web and you can go and download it and listen to it, Revival on Church Street. But this morning, we're talking about Revival on Straight Street. Revival on Straight Street. And this morning we're going to look at on or around 3 points as the Holy Spirit gives us utterance. We're going to talk about a street called Straight. We're going to talk about a saint called Saul. And we're going to talk about a servant called Sanctified. Christians, this morning, we want you to know that Christians should be saved to be sanctified to know Him or to make Him known. Christians should be saved and be sanctified to make Him known. Undoubtedly, many of you around the church know who we're talking about in this text. A man by the name of Saul. And Saul was a somewhat of a notorious man when it came to the church, as you read in the text. Because on his way to Damascus, he had went there to cause the church some trouble. But many of you have heard about his, what is called the Damascus Road experience, where Jesus Christ himself made himself known. He posed the question to Saul, why are you messing with my folk? The E-Times translation. Why are you messing with my peeps? And he had a great experience there, and he was, in modern day terms, he was saved on that Damascus Road. Oh, but when he got saved, God touched him, and when God touched him, he was blind. And he went on, or they took him on, and the text tells us that he ended up somewhere in the hood on Hickory Street. Hello, somebody. Hello, somebody. This is a very unique text in that it seems that God was giving us a modern day illustration, if you would, on what He has called his people to do. See, Saul at that time was on the wrong street. He was on a street called crooked. A street called vicious. A street called violence. A street called notorious. They could have called him the notorious P.I.G. Because Paul was a bad boy. I talked with this over this text with Herman Stevens on the phone as we were just chatting. He said, yeah, Paul was an original gangster. He called him the original, an original gangster, because that's how he did what he did. He didn't play. Hello. Hello, somebody. He believed what he said, and he said what he believed. And he followed it up with actions. Hello, somebody. And he was, when he was wrong, he was dead wrong. Oh, but he thought he was right. He thought, because he was tied into a religious institution, that he was right. He thought he was going down the right street, but he was wrong. And God had to speak up for himself. That's how notorious he is. Some folk, you can't witness to. You just better pray for them. Hello, somebody. Pray that God will meet them in their own personal Damascus road and put them on straight street. Hello, somebody. Because they are so hard and so notorious. Some in our box. The box that we've been praying about, our 10 most wanted. They're like Paul. They're hard-headed, notorious. Nothing that we can say, nothing that we can do can get them to the Lord, but God knows how to make himself known. Hello, somebody. I said, God knows how to make himself known. And he came out and spiritually jacked Paul. for messing with his church. You better watch out. Oh, when you mess with God's church. Because God knows how to take care of his church. And if you name the name of Jesus, you are God's church. And you don't have to worry about fighting your own battles. You don't have to worry about your enemies. All you have to do is pray, and God will fight your battles. Say to your neighbor, neighbor, don't fight, just pray. God will fight your battles. God will fight your battles. Oh, there's some folk that don't like you. They don't like what you believe. They don't like you living all on straight street. You think you're holier than thou is the words that come out of their mouths. And it's simply because you're bringing light to a dark situation. Every time you come around, you change the atmosphere, and nobody likes it. And everybody has to scamper like cockroach every time you come around, because you're part of God's church. You are light in a dark situation, and that's why folk don't like you. Hello, somebody. That's why folk hating on you, because they see the God in you. And the devil is using folk who are like Saul to come against you. But you don't have to worry again. You don't have to fret. All you have to do is pray. Say to your neighbor, neighbor, you're having a problem with Saul. Then pray for him. For some of you, your Saul is your boss. Some of you, your Saul is your wife, your children, your neighbor. Some of you, your Saul are the credit folk that's calling you up. But whoever your Saul is, guess what? God can take care of him. Hello, somebody. I'm so glad that I don't have to get my hands dirty or bloody, because all I've got to do is know who I am. I'm a part of God's church, and as a result, God will fight my battles. Hello, somebody. Somebody ought to give God a hand clap of praise. Up in here. And eject that person that was crooked, that person on notorious street, that person that was on anger management street, that person. He jacked him and he put him straight. Hello, somebody. Hello, somebody. Put him on straight street. Ask your neighbor. Neighbor. Oh, neighbor. What street you on today? There's some Sauls up in here. Hello, somebody. You think you're doing the wrong things, but you're going to the right things, but you're going about it the wrong way. Hello, somebody. Hello, somebody. You think you're on the right road to Damascus. But God is saying, what you're doing is you're disturbing my church. Oh, and he don't want you to disturb his church anymore. He don't want you to cause fractions in the church. He don't want you to cause disunity within the church. Oh, those who live on Straight Street, oh, they cause unity and harmony and in love. But there's some folk, oh, with old names, oh, are on the wrong street in the house of the Lord. Hello, somebody. God says this morning, don't let me have to blind you. Hello, somebody. Don't let me have to whip you. Don't let me have to discipline you. Oh, you can get right now. I'm trying to change your address. I want you to live on Straight Street. Oh, and if you name the name and you say your name, my name, it's time for you to change your address. Say to your neighbor, neighbor, oh neighbor, change your address in Jesus' name. He's trying to get us and get us all on Straight Street. He wants us to stay on Straight Street. Oh, some of us, oh, come on Straight Street and do one block and then go back and turn off Straight Street. Some of us, oh, don't know how to go straight on Straight Street. We like to wander like the children of Israel wander in the wilderness. You like to run around and around and at every 2 points, oh, you're coming across Straight Street just like a clock that's right 2 times a day. That's not working. That's what you're doing. But God wants you to stay on Straight Street and wants you to live straight. Wants you to be right. Wants you to do right. Ask your neighbor. Neighbor, oh neighbor, are you ready to stay on Straight Street? God wants you to stay on Straight Street. Oh, even coming on and off, coming on and off, coming on and off. We call that backsliding, a backsliding. You're in a backsliding state. Oh, you seem holy one moment, and the next moment, oh, you seem like the devil because you changed streets. But God says this morning at Bethlehem, he wants us all to stay on Straight Street. Because if we stay on Straight Street, he can bless us. If we stay on Straight Street, he can take us from the wilderness to the promised land. If we stay on Straight Street, as if the people of God would have stayed on Straight Street, they wouldn't have to wander for 40 years for an 11-day journey if they would have stayed on Straight Street. Say to your neighbor, neighbor, oh neighbor, if you want to be blessed, get straight right now in Jesus' name. Right now, in Jesus' name. A street called Straight. The Lord told him, go to the house of Judas on Straight Street. On Straight Street. On Straight Street. Romans 6:4 says, we were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, that we may live a new life. Some of you, oh, you're not living a new life. Some of you, you're living your old life, and your old life is over there on Damascus. Your old life is over there on that address that God wants to change. Oh, because when he changed your address, he's going to soon change your name. And when he changed your address and changed your name, then that means that you're going straight. Hello, somebody. You're going straight. Hello, somebody. It's time for us to live this new life in Christ, because that's what happened to Paul. He got off of Crooked Street, Notorious Street. He took him straight off of that street and took him to a street called Straight. And from that street called Straight, Paul, Saul, who began to be sanctified. In other words, he began to live a new life for Christ. Hello, somebody. Are you living a new life for Christ? Because God then And point number two, a saint called Saul. Oh, and church folk, you better be careful. Oh, when you wake up in the morning and you don't check with God, you better be careful, because God in the night may have changed some things, may have changed some people. Oh, and when God talked to his saints and he told them to go over there on Straight Street and lay hands on this man by the name of Saul, oh, Ananias said, hold up. Wait a minute. He said, wait a minute. No, no. Oh, no, 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 no. That's like I said, that Mike Tyson got saved, and it's time for me to go over and lay hands on Mike Tyson in the ring, ready to fight. Hello, somebody. He's like, now, wait a minute, Lord. Oh, Lord, I heard about this man. This man is a notorious man. This man don't know God. This man don't know Jesus. This man, no, Lord. You got to get somebody else to go and lay hands on him. Not me. This man. But he didn't know that he had met him on a street called Damascus. He didn't know. He tried to tell him, by the name of the street. He told him to go down Straight Street. Don't you know you can't be, he wouldn't be crooked on Straight Street. Hello, somebody. He began to live a new life. And you better be careful that you stay in tune with the work of God, because God may change something. You better be careful that you stay in tune with the Lord, because the Lord may do some new things. The Lord, may save some new folk. The Lord, we've been praying about those that are in the box, but are we ready for those that are in the box to show up here? As a matter of fact, I challenged you when I first came here to put somebody, at least one person, who you think would never get saved on that list. Hello, somebody. I challenge you to put somebody like Saul on that list. But don't you know that if you put him in the box and he gets saved, are we ready to accept him into the fold? Hello, somebody. Are you ready to lay hands on him and pray for him and allow the shackles to be released from his? Are you ready for revival? Because when revival hits, all kind of folk will get saved. All kind of folk, notorious folk. There may be somebody notorious on the street, or somebody notorious in the courtroom, somebody that's notorious for beating their wives, notorious for stealing and killing and robbing, notorious. But don't you know I serve a God that can save the notorious? I serve a God that will change the notorious. I serve a God that can do exceedingly abundantly above anything we ask or imagine. And are you ready for revival? Oh, we've got to get ready for revival. Get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. Give God a hand clap of praise. Up in here, up in here, up in here. That man got saved. And the church had to get straight. I think somebody missed that. Somebody missed that. Somebody missed that. That man got saved. And the church had to get straight. I don't think you're really getting it this morning. Let me say it again. That man got saved. And the church had to get straight. They had to get their heart right. They had to get their mind right. Because they were afraid of this man. This man was I'm not going to let him up in my church. Because he knows I might get him. Hello, somebody. He got saved. And the church had to get straight. Hello, somebody. The church had to go to Straight Street. Somebody gonna get that on the way home. A saint, called Saul. And notice that he became a saint before. before God changed his name. Before anybody else knew about him, he was a saint. Oh, let me say it again. Before anybody knew he was saved, he was a saint. Nobody knew what God was doing in his heart, in his mind, and in his soul. Oh, you better be careful. Oh, to stay on tune with God, because God is doing miracles. God is doing exceedingly abundantly above anything we ask or can imagine. And it's time for the church to get straight. We need to get straight. We need to go on Straight Street and do what God tells us to do. Hello, somebody. Even if it causes us to fear. Hello, somebody. That's what making him known is all about. Hello, somebody. Hello, somebody. He had to blind this man to get him straight, to get his attention. Oh, and after he blinded him, he had to talk to somebody in the church to go and to lay hands on him to heal him. Oh, that's deep, that's deep, that's deep. That's ultimate Christianity. The Bible says to bless those who curse you. Hello, somebody. To pray for those that despitefully use. Ananias! What does the book say? Get straight. Hello, somebody. And that's the one thing that can help us to stay straight if we stay in the Word. What does the book say about this? The book of, what does it say? Hello, somebody. And this man had to go and lay hands on him, and when he got there again, he was already a saint called Saul. And that saint called Saul was doing what all of us need to do. Oh, he was blind, but he had come into a personal relationship with God, and he could see God. Oh, and he saw God. Oh, we know he saw God because the Bible says that over there on Straight Street, that Saul had called a prayer meeting. Hello, somebody. Hello, somebody. And the text says, asked for a man from Tarshish named Saul, for he is fighting there. He is chasing folk there. Oh, he's cussing folk there. He is praying. He had already become a man of prayer. And the church didn't know anything about it. He had already was there calling a prayer meeting, and the church hadn't been invited. But God had to send somebody from the church to go over there and to join that prayer meeting. And he sent Ananias over there to join that prayer meeting, because he wasn't there to beat him, mock him, and scorn him. He was there to lay hands on him, to make him whole and to make him well again. Are you ready to go out there and lay hands on some notorious folk, and pray for them that God may get them saved, to pray for them even after, that they may be healed, that they may live? Are you ready to be the true church? Are you ready to follow the heart of God? And if you're ready, the only way you can get ready is through prayer. Through prayer. And you know me, whenever I can preach about prayer, I do. I run straight to prayer. And this man was praying. And if you want God to work and move in your life, you've got to have a prayer life. You just can't pray 10 minutes in the morning and live a victorious Christian life. You've got to learn to pray without ceasing. You've got to learn to call on your brothers and sisters and to help them and let them pray for you. Somebody is here today. And you pray, but you will never ask somebody to pray for you. Maybe the key to your breakthrough is a key like his breakthrough. He had to have somebody more spiritual, more powerful in the faith. pray to come over and pray for him, even though he prayed for himself, even though he had his own prayer meet. He had to invite God, invited somebody a little stronger to go over there and to lay hands on him. And if you're here today and you're blinded today, maybe you need to get somebody here in the church to lay hands on you and to pray for you. If you want your victory, if you want your breakthrough, if you want to make him know in your family, at your work, at your church, get the saints praying for you. I said, get the saints, not the angels. Get the saints praying for you in Jesus' name. And they'll lay hands on you. And next thing you know, you'll be able to see. And that's why the text tells in James chapter 5, it says, is any among you suffering?
Yeah.
Hello, somebody. Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing. Pray. Is anyone among you sick? What does it say to you? If any among you are sick, call the doctor. Call 911. Call the nurse. Call who? Call the elders of the church. Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him. Somebody, your breakthrough is coming, but you've got to humble yourself before the mighty hand of God, and you've got to say, I'm tired of suffering. I need somebody to pray for me. Pray for me this morning, preacher. Pray for me this morning, deacon. Pray for me this morning, deaconess. Pray for me. I know you know God. I know God speaks to you and through you. And I've been praying for myself. I've been carrying this thing for myself and on myself. I've been suffering, but I can't make it through. I need somebody else to lay hands on me and pray for me. And pray for me. Pray for me. I can't do it on my own. And that's why it's important, for the church to be straight. It's important for the pastors and the preachers to be straight. The deacons, the deaconess to be straight. Because it comes a time when folk can't take it and can't make it. And they should show up here and be able to get somebody to pray for them that can get a prayer through. I said somebody to pray for them to get a prayer through. Somebody, you better pray for me. You better pray for me. And I'm not ashamed as a pastor to say, y'all pray for me. Hello, somebody. I need your prayers. I can't make it without the power of God. I can't do it. I need you to pray for me. I need you to pray for this church. We can't do it in our own strength and in our own might, because revival normally starts in a prayer meeting. Hello, somebody. In a prayer meeting. Are you calling on the power of God? But there's some folks that believe the God that they serve, and they believe that he can do exceedingly abundantly above anything we ask. I can't imagine somebody, some elder, you better pray for me. In Jesus' name, I need to get a breakthrough up in here. I'm a saint. I've had a past. We all had a past. We all been through something. Some of us have been very notorious. In the culture, if they look at our record, even though it happened 20 years ago, they'll still say, that you're notorious, and that's why you can't get a job, because you messed up 20, 30, 40 years ago. But if you're suffering, you better get somebody an elder to pray for you in Jesus' name. Say to your neighbor, neighbor, you better pray for me in Jesus' name. He was already a saint, but he was a servant called sanctified. He told Ananias, but the Lord said to Ananias, after he was talking all that yickety yak, he told him to go. Hello, somebody. I was telling to somebody this morning, go. This man is my chosen instrument. Hello, somebody. Oh, this man is my chosen instrument to proclaim my name to the Gentiles and their kings and to the people of Israel. He was a servant called sanctified. Are you here today called sanctified? Are you here today a servant? Hello, somebody. Does God speak up for you? Does God send a church for you? Hello, somebody. When you get straight, did the church have to get straight? Hello, somebody. He said, I know what you heard, but you go. This man is my chosen instrument to proclaim my name to the Gentiles. Oh, and there's some folk in here today. Oh, you've been chosen to proclaim God's name to the Gentiles. Oh, but you haven't accepted your call yet. And this morning, God is trying to let you know, oh, you were not saved for yourself. You were saved for me. Oh, you are not saved to do your own thing, but you've been saved to do what God called you to do. And guess what? Everybody here has been saved to let the whole world know about a lost and dying. Oh, the lost and dying world know about a living God, a living Jesus. We're all chosen instruments. Oh, to take this gospel back. Oh, to our mothers, brothers, sisters, our neighbors, to the people we work for, our neighborhood, we have been chosen, to be an instrument to let the world know about a man named Jesus. Hello, somebody. Hello, somebody. We all have been chosen to make him known. Hello, somebody. That's the whole purpose of the church. And that's why we have to get straight. Because if we are fighting amongst each other, the message gets diluted. Hello, somebody. If we still living on Damascus. Hello, somebody. Oh, nobody gets saved. Hello, somebody. We've got to get the church straight so that we can get a straight message about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. And if you believe that today God is choosing you to be a vessel to make him known, then maybe somebody else in the audience today, maybe God has chosen you for this unique ministry called preaching, this unique ministry called pastoring. And God wants you to know today that it's time for the church to know who you are. You've been hiding. You've been hiding. But it's time for you to accept your call and to go out and make him known through your preaching and teaching ministry. It's time, because you have been called as a servant sanctified to preach his words. It's time. Oh, don't let nobody turn you around. Don't you let nobody turn you around. Follow the example of Dr. Martin Luther King, and you have to be willing to suffer, because the text says that he was chosen as an instrument, and how much he had to suffer. And Martin Luther King had to suffer, but he had to suffer the right way, with non-violence. Oh, and there's somebody in the church, you still want to be violent? No. Oh, your calls won't go forth by you being violent. You've got to learn to do like Dr. King did, stand for what's right by being right. And when you stand for what's right by being right, then a whole nation has to come and see about your cause. Oh, many folk don't realize, but his work became a not not just the African-American worker, but when they were looking on the news that night and they saw little children being mistreated and dogs coming after the whole world, nations and people of all different colors began to descend down to the south to come see about this man who was leading this cause. And when the whole nation got together and decided through Dr. King's leadership to do away with all of that prejudice stuff, then the movement moved forward. Don't you know, church, we've got to come together as a people, and we can't be violent to one another. We've got to love one another. We can't, even if they are cussing and fussing, we can't cuss and fuss. All we do is we pray, and when we pray, God will send people to come see after us, just like Ananias had to go and see after Saul in the text. But you've got to be right, for God shall do right for you. Are you here today? Are you willing to go to Straight Street? Are you willing to go to Straight Street and do straight what God has called you to do? To do straight what God is telling you to do, to forsake others. There were some folk, even in our convention, they wouldn't back Dr. King, but Dr. King had to go on anyway. He was very controversial during his time. We make it seem like everybody was backing him, but everybody wasn't backing him back then. But because he did the Christian thing, because he blessed those who cursed him, prayed for those who despitefully used, everybody could see a clear wrong and had to come to terms with themselves. In other words, because of Dr. King, who was straight, he had to get the nation straight, because Dr. King got straight. Are you here today? If you want to change the world today, you've got to go and live on Straight Street. And when you live on Straight Street, you can change the world, because when you go to Straight Street, folk will have to get straight. The church will have to get straight. The government would have to get straight, because you're living on Straight Street. And if you want to be blessed this morning, you better live on Straight Street. If you want God to bless you, you better live on Straight Street. In Jesus' name, say to your neighbor, neighbor, it's time for a revival. I said it's time for a revival. I said it's time for a revival on Straight Street. Bethlehem, are you ready to get straight? I said, Bethlehem, are you ready to get straight? Members, are you ready to get straight? Because there's a calling greater on ourselves than we have individually. God wants to use us to turn this world upside down. He wants to use us to change folks, because we got straight. In Jesus' name, say to your neighbor, neighbor, are you ready to get straight? In Jesus' name, I believe that it's time for us to get straight, so we can be straight on mission, straight on course, straight to the promised land of building a new building and more people getting saved, because we decided today to get it right and to get it straight in Jesus' name. Somebody ought to give God a hand clap of praise up in here. Somebody ought to give God a hand clap of praise up in here. It's time for revival. I said it's time for revival. It's time for me to get straight. It's time for me to get right. It's time for me to do right in Jesus' name. Give God another hand clap of praise up in here. Bethlehem, I've kept you too long. Bethlehem, I've kept you too long. But allow God to captivate you with this word and with this message, that you won't leave here today being the same, but you will have changed in Jesus' name. Say to your neighbor, neighbor, are you ready to change in Jesus' name? Folks used to say, get right, church, and let's go home.
Hello again, this is Pastor Michael Eaton. I do your host for today's program. And the before we sign off, we just want to make sure that you have a personal relationship with God. You know, many people are waiting to have a personal relationship with God. They're waiting because they're trying to clean up their life or get right with God, to stop smoking or cursing before they come to the house of the Lord. And you know what I tell them? There's nothing that you can do or stop doing that would make you right for a relationship with God. The thing that you must do, however, is take God's provision. You see, in order to get right with God, you have to meet Him on His terms, and His terms is Jesus Christ. The Bible said, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." And the Bible says that we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. But the Bible also said that God demonstrated His love towards us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died. God's only Son, God's love, Christ died for us. So in order to get right with God, you have to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And you can do that today by praying this simple prayer. Dear God, I confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus, and I believe in my heart that Jesus died for my sins, was buried, and rose again on the third day. Dear God, come into my life, come into my heart as my Lord and Savior. Amen. And praise the Lord. If you pray that prayer for the first time, then the angels in heaven are rejoicing, for now you are a child of the living King. Because you're a child of the living King, you have to find God's family, and that's what the church is. The church is God's family here on earth. We love, believe by faith that you've been born to the household of faith here at Bethlehem. Again, we're at 311 North Dunbar in Paul's Valley, Oklahoma, 55 miles south of Oklahoma City. We'd love to see you in our services. But if you're listening throughout the world, listening throughout the United States, Canada, United Kingdom, or even China, we're going to pray that God will deliver you to a Bible-believing, Bible-teaching, Bible-living church where you can grow up in the things of God. We want to thank you once again for listening. And again, if you prayed that prayer for the first time, you need to find a church home. A baby born needs to be a baby born in the family, because babies can't make it on their own. And if you prayed that prayer for the first time, you are a spiritual baby. Thank you for and you must find a church home. Again, we want to thank you for joining us today. And I'm going to give us a final benediction. A benediction is a final blessing. Father God, we thank you, Lord, and we pray in Jesus' name that you would bless everyone at the sound of my voice, especially the new children of God. Deliver them safely to a church home and put your hedge of protection around us all. Keep us safe from all harm and danger until we meet again, either here in Cyber Church or in the service. We thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hello again. This and is Pastor Mike Wheaton, the senior Lord. Pastor of the Bethlehem Baptist Church in Paul's Valley, Oklahoma. We want to take this opportunity to see if God used this message in your heart, if your life has changed, if God really spoke to you and touched your heart and changed the moment in your life. We just want to thank God for how He's working in your life, but we also want to take this opportunity to see if we can get you to sow a seed in the life of our church. Right now, we're entering into a building program, and we're calling this program Vision to Reality. And this is phase one of our building program, and I've told many of our members, you know, I may not serve at a mega church, but I do serve a mega God. Not living in a mega city. This is Paul's Valley. But we serve a mega God because we're heard all over the United States and different countries and kingdoms. And we're believing that God owns the cattle on a thousand hills where you are. And if you take a moment and go to our church website at www.heargodsword@bethlehem.com. And you can hear it. Tap the link on the MySpace page or just go to the front page of our website at www.heargodsword@bethlehem.com and scroll to the bottom there. You'll see Vision to Reality, and that's where you can give to the building. And we want to do it kind of just like Obama did it. He raised his funds. It was just people, ordinary, everyday people, $25 that helped him to raise millions of dollars in a economy that people were saying that is depressed. I think that's God. And I believe God can do it for us. And we want you to give. Once again now, if God has touched and moved and worked in your life as a result of you listening to this ministry, we want you to give to Vision to Reality and help us to make our building here in Paul's Valley, state-of-the-art build, a reality, because you've taken time to give $25, $50, $10, $100, and you may be able to do more, whatever God is laying on your heart. We need you so we can build this vision to a reality. May God bless you and keep you is my prayer. Again, go to the website, www.heargodsword.com.